Southwark News, Thursday, November 20th, 2014. Death row millionaire could finally be freed. Krishna Maharaj made his fortune in Peckham in the 1960s. A self-made millionaire who has been on death row for nearly 30 years for a murder he insists he did not commit could finally be released if his appeal hearing is successful. Chris Maharaj has always maintained he was fixed up for the murder of his business partner Derek Moon Young and his son Duane by members of a Colombian drug cartel, who have since confessed to the crime. Despite having six witnesses who put the Trinidad-born entrepreneur 30 miles away from the Miami Hotel crime scene in 1987, none of them was called to testify, and he was found guilty and sentenced to death. The UK charity Reprieve, which has been fighting for Chris's release, helped to secure an evidentiary hearing to challenge this verdict, which has just been concluded this week and offers him the best hope he's ever had of walking free after 28 years behind bars. Chris moved from Trinidad to Peckham in the 1960s, where he began earning his living by driving a van. He became a millionaire after he started his own business importing fruit, allowing him to build up a legendary collection of over 100 Rolls-Royce cars. In 1974, he met Marita, and they later moved to Florida, where he invested in a property scheme with Mr. Young. When the double murder took place, Chris was in the process of suing Young for defrauding him to the tune of £25,000, which was cited as his motive by the prosecution. Reprieve achieved a partial victory in the case in 2002 when they exposed violations in the due process of Chris's trial and got his death sentence quashed. Instead of being released, though, Chris was resentenced to life imprisonment and is now 75 years old. Chris was refused a retrial in 2006, but a book published 2 years ago gave him a second chance. Injustice by Stafford Smith detailed numerous cases where he claimed innocent men had been put on death row in America. The evidence he put forward included confessions from former drug cartel members saying they were responsible for the murders, and admissions by former Miami police officers that they framed Maharaj in a deal to help cover up the cartel murders. The original trial judge was led away in handcuffs for taking bribes in another case, and the replacement judge ordered the death penalty to be drawn up, even before a verdict of guilt had been given, according to Clive Sefford Smith, director of Reprieve, and Chris's attorney for 21 years. In April, Judge William Thomas in Miami granted Chris a full evidentiary hearing on the strength of this evidence. The hearing concluded this week, and the outcome is expected before Christmas. Chris's wife, Marita, said, "I am so glad that Chris is finally getting his full day in court. I feel certain that our terrible ordeal is finally coming to a close. It is not that I think he is innocent. I know he is." At the end of the hearing, Clive Stafford Smith of Reprieve said, "We had had a good day in court today and have taken a step closer to justice for Chris. It is not over yet, and there is much work still to do, but I am hopeful that we will reunite him with his marvellous wife Marita, who has stood by him for all these 28 long and painful years."